I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
5 seconds. Zhang. Again with the ball in his hands. In the paint. Floater. Short. Got it back. Ties it with three. Gonzaga has time to do something. Sox for the win. Oh, yes. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Perfect season remains on go.
Are you?
Oh my God!
There is. Oh. There are onions, Jim, and then there are nature onions with a kiss.
Oh my goodness! One of the great games.
It's BetQL's countdown to tip-off with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network. Download the BetQL app today.
Can you believe that there are people out there, human beings, sports fans? Maybe it's you. The person listening to this right now. There are people out there that didn't like Jim Nance's call there on CBS at the end of the UCLA-Gonzaga game on Saturday. I think that call belongs in the pantheon of like the great calls of all time. Pure emotion, no script, loses his mind, just like I did, just like you did. And if you've got a pulse like you, the person listening, did on Saturday night.
Would you rather a very contrived, like, rock chalk championship when Kansas is going to win? Or, you know, I quoted the North Carolina one earlier when Sean May was on the team. It started in March, ended in April, and belongs to May.
That requires
hours and hours of deep thought to come up with the plays on words that make that work. Or you could just respond to what you're actually seeing in real time on the court. I think we would obviously prefer the latter in that situation.
That was absolutely awesome. It's BetQL's countdown to tip off. BetQL Audio Network ahead of the championship game in college basketball. Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley here with you. Going to be joined by the coach Jimmy Patsos in just a second to break down all angles of Baylor and Gonzaga. But first, we got to tell you about our friends over at the Bet River Sportsbook, the absolute best in the business. Now, other sites, they offer a big bonus, but then they make you play 10, 25 or more times to actually get your cash. You know what that is? Awful. With Bet Rivers, it's simple. You play once and it's yours. Always. They've got the industry-leading play-by-play betting options, point-by-point instant betting at bat-by-at-bat. That's great for baseball. Shot-by-shot. Always a game on to watch at BetRivers.com. You can earn rewards with every bet, redeem earn bets for free bets and more in their unique bonus store. And let's be honest, who doesn't love a good old free bet? So bet with the trusted team that puts you first, because when you win at Bet Rivers, they pay fast, and now even faster with Rush Pay, instant approval for withdrawals. Their customer service support staff is helpful. What a novel concept. And to paraphrase Cartman from South Park, they will increase your authority level. And remember, when you submit your first deposit with Bet Rivers, you'll get that 100% match up to $250, all at BetRivers.com. Fast payout approvals, superb customer service. It is, in fact, your hometown sportsbook. It is, in fact, Bet Rivers. And it is, in fact, the coach, Jimmy Patsos, joining us here on Countdown to Tip-Off ahead of the national championship game. Jimmy Patsos on Twitter, at Coach Patsos. Coach, what's going on? It's Nick and Ken. Welcome to Countdown to Tip-Off. How you feeling after an excellent Final Four weekend as we stand on the precipice? Gonzaga and Baylor playing for it all.
Yeah, I think that's what everybody wanted to see, and now we get it. Now, that game, by the way, love Jim Nance. You know, I saw the Five Flamma Jamma special. I forgot that he was the student voice. He does the Masters. But let him have some fun doing the college basketball game that he grew up on. I thought it was a fantastic call. And, of course, I'm a huge Bill Raftery fan with his onions and with the kiss. And I've known Bill Raftery forever. But that was as good a game as I've seen. And I don't mean competitive-wise. I mean because there was a lot of offense. UCLA said, okay, we can play fast. Johnny Juzang was fantastic. Jaime Jasquez hitting the three. But Tiger Campbell, who just people said wasn't good enough to play there, posting up, having little, you know, pump fake, making plays, taking charges. What a game. And Gonzaga withstood it all. I think that showed a lot of guts because that's the first close game Gonzaga has. And I'm going to tell you this about the Suggs kid. I know him from the AAU circuit in the summer. He's a quarterback. I heard Mark Few say it. He does that all the time in practice. Like, he just knows how to make winning plays. He's like Patrick Mahomes, you know. He can run, get out of the pocket. He'll find a way to make the play. He gets the ball, dribbles it up fast, doesn't panic, takes a good on-balance shot, gets it to about 40 feet, and doesn't try and fling it, doesn't worry about the clock, and banks it in. I mean, probably the best game. That, Leitner. I've seen a couple that Larry Bird versus Dominique in the conference finals back in the 80s. That was as good a game because of the offense, because of UCLA's underdog feistiness, but because Gonzaga didn't wilt. You know, Timmy's unbelievable. Corey Kispert's more athletic. Ayayi's good. But Suggs, just the block shot, the bounce pass, the whole thing was a fantastic game. And I'm glad that Jim Nance got excited. It's okay to just make the call and get excited. And now we got the matchup we've all been waiting for. I know they were supposed to play 4 months ago. And here we go. Let's go see who the best team in the country is.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Market expects Gonzaga to win a little more often, obviously. 4.5-point favorite, really high total, high scoring game expected, about 160, 159 and a half, depending on where you look. Our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, believe hanging 160 right now. Coach, let's start with kind of Gonzaga game plan wise, what we expect. Obviously, super efficient offense, ton of weapons against Baylor specifically. What do you kind of expect from Gonzaga tonight?
I expect Gonzaga now. The only flaw they have is that they played a super emotional game. You know, I think. The one thing that didn't make it the greatest game in the history of basketball is that it wasn't the finals. See, now you got to go play another one. That's what's weird. Like, people forget when Herb Brooks and the Miracle on Ice happened, they had to go beat Sweden. In other words, beating Russia was unbelievable, but they had to go and play Sweden. They fell behind early, and then they came back and won. That was not the end. You know, Gonzaga's got to regroup. They got to shoot the ball better, and they have to find out whether they can bring it back another night, their A game, because Baylor is a very good defensive team. Baylor is really good at defending the pick and roll. Baylor is, I said this before, with Chichua, a transfer from UNLV, they got eight guys. their bench is better. You know, they got Matthew Mayer, who I love. He's like my, you know, the Matthew McGonaghy from Dazed and Confused guy. So I love him. I got Chichua and I got Adam Flagler. So you got plays from Texas. So you got three guys that make eight real players for Baylor. I think Gonzaga has really six guys, you know, whether it's, you know, there's nothing wrong with Watson and Cook. They're productive and capable, but they're not really great, you know, players off the bench. So Baylor's got had the easier game. They got a little more of an easier road. They didn't have to play Oklahoma. They didn't have to play, you know, USC. They got to play Arkansas. They got to play Villanova, who was undermanned. And I think that Baylor might have an advantage because they're a little more rested and they're a little deeper. But Gonzaga having those guys go through what they went through and find a way to win. You got to survive in advance. You know, Jim Valvano, if you just find a way to win, it usually makes the next game that much easier. And that was such a big win because they never, you know, gave it, you know, I know they never really gave up the lead, although UCL had the lead a little bit, but down five, UCLA comes back and ties it. No problem. Suggs makes the three off the glass. Here we go. But you got point guard. Davion Mitchell's as good as Suggs. Suggs probably a better pro, but Davion Mitchell's a really good one. Jared Butler. He's as good as Nembhard, but you know, Nembhard, that big three hit late. That showed me something. I didn't think he had it in. Nacy Oteague and Ayaya, about even. I think Corey Kispert's a little better than Mark Vidal, the forward from Gonzaga is better than Baylor. And then Drew Timmy's probably been playing. I didn't really know who he was coming into the tournament. He's now a guy you gotta pick at, you know, 14, 15, 16 in the NBA draft. He's probably the best player in the tournament. He does a little bit of everything, including scores. He's averaging 22-7, but he can pass the ball. I think they got the edge there in Drew Timmy. So can Gonzaga use that breath of fresh air luck, or did that make him tired? That's what I'm asking you. Did that take a lot out of emotionally? And now they're like, oh, my God, we didn't win it all. We have to play another game against a really big, athletic, veteran Baylor team.
BetQL's countdown to tip off. BetQL Audio Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley talking Baylor and Gonzaga with the coach, Jimmy Patsos. Coach, the most important player for Baylor in tonight's game will be who and why?
Davion Mitchell. He's a guy that's moved up into a likely top 10, 15 pick, and he's got to guard Suggs. Suggs is really good. He's really feisty and crafty, but you can't let him have his way. Davion Mitchell's going to make him earn everything. You know, Houston, I know they don't run good offense. They're more of a defensive team and the offensive rebound. But Davion Mitchell, it starts with him. He's the most important player. If he plays well, I have Baylor winning right now, 84-80. So I have the over and I have Baylor. 84-80. Only because I think Gonzaga is going to be like, wow, we have another game to play because that was so emotional. However, if Davion Mitchell plays well, that's why. If Suggs outplays him, then that's trouble for Baylor. But I think Davion Mitchell's the guy. He's been playing fantastic. He was the South region's most outstanding player. Now he's on the biggest stage, the biggest night of his career against the darling of the whole country. Everybody's rooting for Suggs as they should be. That's the matchup. If Davion Mitchell can handle his business, that's why Baylor can win. If he doesn't play well, then it'll be all Gonzaga.
Coach, I want to follow up on the emotional letdown thing, because I think a lot of people come on and say stuff like that, but I think you are uniquely suited to kind of address what this actually means, because you've literally coached at a high level at a Division I level. Can you think of a time, or kind of tell us a story about a team where, like, you played, you know, maybe it was in a conference tournament, played a semifinal, played a quarter, you know, went to overtime or had a dramatic finish? And like, can you see that in a team the next game, like having coached players?
That's a good question. I mean, yeah, well, when we won the title in 2002, we had to play defense. We basically gave up 49 points to Indiana. I think they hit a three at the.
And when you say we, this is the Maryland team with Gary Williams, right, that you were
this
on.
The University of Maryland, yes. So we went to back-to-back Final Fours, and, you know, we were just emotionally spent a little bit from our first trip to the Final Four, being distracted, all that. Plus, Duke was really good with Jay Williams. We played as good a first half as we could play, and we're only up 10. You know, we were up 20 at one point. So we kind of looked around and said, oh, my God. Then it became a real game quick in the second half. And they were great. They had Boozer. They had everybody. So what I think is, yes, you have to be careful emotionally. But that's why you rely on your defense. Now, Baylor didn't have to use all that emotion. And they play really good defense. Gonzaga, yes, you see games where you win, you know, a last-second shot by that. Like, well, you make that run. Or does that, as Jim Valvano say, does that propel you? Does that say, oh my God, this is our destiny. This is our time. We made that run. We hit the shot. now we're going to win. The time we did that was we beat UNC Wilmington. My buddy Joel Justice in Kentucky was on the squad at Wilmington. They missed a free throw. Drew Nicholas come down, hits a shot, going out of bounds, no time on the clock. We advance in the first round. The next round, we played so loose. It was so much energy. We kicked David West's butt. We blew Xavier out of the water. They thought, oh, we got them. Maryland's no good because we survived. We used that like, oh, my God, we survived. We're playing with house money, as you know. You know, you hit a few blackjacks in a row. All of a sudden, you start playing a little looser. Well, I think that can happen. I just wonder if they just use so much emotion in terms of like, that was a tough game. That was 45 minutes of never taking a break. And UCLA is physical. But so I can see the, once again, that's why this is a tough game to call. I can see the emotion playing in a positive for Gonzaga. I can see where it's worn them out. But the thing you don't know is Baylor's had a pretty unemotional run. You know, they closed out the game against Villanova. They beat Arkansas pretty handily. You know, Arkansas's freshmen were good, but they weren't good enough yet. Then they get Houston, who couldn't make a three. They just weren't good offensively. They haven't had to exert much emotion. They've kind of had a pretty smooth run. I just think that that's going to be to their advantage because they haven't used up all that emotional energy. But there are those that would say, nope, Gonzaga got its lucky break. Gonzaga got its little, you know, the basketball gods rewarded them. And now they're going to be rewarded tonight with playing with even more confidence.
Well, you guys may have beaten David West and kicked his butt, as you said, in the NCAA tournament. But if you ran into David West in a dark alley, I think the team things may go a little bit differently. David West, not one.
Oh, yeah. We don't
have a lot of time, so we got to close with this here. Coach, in 30 seconds, I want you to slam it home. You said you like Baylor 84-80. So you like Baylor to win the national championship. You like this game to go over the total. Summarize it for us here in about 30 seconds how you see it playing out.
I see, you know, Mark Few's team will always score. That's the thing, even though Baylor's defense is good. So it's going to be a scoring affair. I just think Baylor's going to get a couple stops they need. I think Baylor has a little more depth. Like I said, Chichua inside. They have 8 players. I think they use their depth. I think they get a little lead by halftime. I like Baylor in the first half. I think Gonzaga comes back, fights back, takes the lead. But in the end, Baylor and Mitchell and Teague and those guys, it's their time. I feel bad because I want to see Mark Few win it. He's been to the finals a few times. But I think they used all their luck up on Saturday night, and I don't think that Baylor is this. This is just not some average team. They are so big and have so much depth. I said it when I saw him play Wisconsin. These are men out there. And I think tonight Baylor takes it home 84-80.
There you have it. And Baylor plus 163 on the money line at Bet Rivers, plus 2.5 in the first half at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. Coach, appreciate it. Enjoy tonight's game. Good luck. And we will talk to you soon here on the BetQL Audio Network.
You guys are the best. See you, Nick and Ken. Bye.
That is the coach, Jimmy Patsos, here with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. He likes Baylor to win the game outright. I like Baylor to cover the spread. Ken Barkley likes Gonzaga to win and cover. But what about our buddy Eli Hershkovich? He's been doing a great job breaking down the NCAA tournament for us here on the BetQL Audio Network. Up next, it's our best bets. Eli joins the show. Side, total, and props. Gonzaga and Baylor. And it's coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.